being too nice. The good Dr. Carolyn Bushong and I were disagreeing about the B word. Just got an email from a woman who said, my theory is that if I'm not called to be at least once a week, then I'm not doing my job. I agree with that. I'm not afraid to stir things up. Mm-hmm. I'm not afraid to be assertive. Uh-huh. But I guess where we
differ
is that I don't think it has to have a negative word on it. Like,
no, you think like it is negative, the B word. Yeah, and I think it's positive.
No, I mean, I'm wrong. I mean, I really do. I know. How could that be
possible?
Well,
no, I think that other people may think of it as negative when they call you that because you're standing up to them. They're mad at you, so they want to call you that. Eric.
Yes.
What's going on?
I disagree.
With me or Kelly?
With the doctor.
With me.
Okay. You're talking to the doctor.
Oh, okay. Well, I've always found that if you don't let them see that they're pissing you off, then that's going to piss them off even worse, and they're going to give up. Be condescending with them. Don't be calling them names back. Somebody's calling you names, just don't let them see that it's
you. Yeah, I know that we teach kids that in school. So if somebody's calling you names at school, just ignore them, and when you don't react, then they will stop doing it. And
but
some
that works with adults, too. I've had lots of friends that they get, for an example, they get drunk and they want to pick a fight with somebody or pick a fight with you, and you just nod your head, be condescending to him, even smile at him, and that's going to piss them off even more than anything else.
Well, I agree. If they're drunk, it's probably true. Do not ever have any, even a conversation with a drunk person.
Do not make eye contact.
Exactly.
You know, this is an interesting point you bring up, Eric, because Melissa and Carolyn and I were just talking about, I have somebody who continues to say and believe something negative and a situation about us that I almost sent an email to this morning, said to say, I'm tired of hearing this.
Right.
Here's what happened. I don't want to rehash this again.
Right.
Melissa, my husband,
and your husband both say don't
take the high road. I wouldn't send it. Just you don't care. Don't even
ignore him. They're saying what he's saying. Ignore.
Yes. You said, what did you say?
Do you think that that person handles their life in a way that you want to handle your life? And so that's how you make the decision whether to take their advice.
To somebody who's
Assertive and is moving forward in a way that you like and that you think, okay, well, I like the way they handle their life, so maybe they're right.
Mm-hmm.
You have to always think about that.
And there's a difference between being assertive and mimicking the behavior and just calling them names.
Fighting dirty, what I was talking about.
I don't like the fighting dirty thing.
Well, here's the thing, is that, okay, in your situation with talking to a drunk guy or whatever, you can walk away, you can do all that. Think about it, if a woman is living with a man in her house and he is criticizing her constantly, her ignoring it does not make him stop, all right? She has to take a stand and say, enough already. You think I don't have things about you that I can go off on? If you're not going to stop, then I'm going to start. That's how you stand up to somebody. That's like two animals fighting. And the other one doesn't cower. He stands up and goes, no, I'll come after
you. Well, and it's interesting, in my situation, the person isn't talking to me.
Right.
Talking to everybody else.
Talking to everybody else. You can still say, I need you to stop this. That doesn't mean they will. But then I would only do that once, and then I would never respond again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would agree. If it's borderline verbal abuse type stuff, then yeah, you got to stand up with yourself.
But it's
but what if it's incorrect information?
It would be a never-ending battle. You would constantly be going back and forth, and you'd be absolutely miserable.
Wasted energy.
But when there is incorrect information, say it's a friend, and they think you said something bad about them. You can let them know in an email or a phone call or whatever. Look, I just need you to know I did not do that. And I would appreciate it if you would stop talking bad about me because I did not do that to you. And I need you to know that.
Snap.
Right. And then if they keep going on, then you let it go.